Lekutas Sicha is Chelik Yudches, Parsha Ba'aloyscha, Sicha Aleph, a summary of the Sicha. At the beginning of our Parsha it says, Ba'aloyscha, when you will light, is talking to Aaron that he should light up the Menorah. So Rashi says, why is the Parsha of the Menorah, this Parsha Ba'aloyscha, written right after the Parshas and Nasiim, where the Nasiim inaugurated the Mishkan? The reason is because when Aaron saw the inauguration of the Nasiim and the Karbonis that they brought and so on, he felt bad that he wasn't part of them. The tribe, the whole Shevet Levi, wasn't part of it. So Hashem said to him, Chayecha, I swear to you that your role is greater than their role. You light and you fix the menorah. That's what Rashi says. What does Rashi want over here? Why does he have to explain this? The reason is because, why does it say, Rashi is bothered by the fact that the Ba'aloyscha Sanedah should have been written before the Chanukah Sanasiyim. Since Aaron lit the Menorah, would have lit the Menorah the first day of the Mishkan, and the Chanukah Sanasiyim went on for 12 days from the first day and on. So Hashem must have said, told Aaron to light the Menorah before the eighth day. In other words, before the first day of the Mishkan. So why is it written after? So the answer is because it points out that Aaron felt bad about their role as opposed to his role, and that's why Hashem said to him and reassured him about his role. But we have to understand, how is his role greater than their role? What did Hashem mean that his role is greater? Also, why did Hashem point out only his role in the lighting of the menorah? There are so many different avodas that the Kohen Gadol does. He brings a mincha every day, and he was the one that went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur. He had to do all the avodah on Yom Kippur. He's the one that lights, that brings the Torahs. So many different avodas in which the Kohen Gadol is outstanding. Why did Hashem choose the lighting of the menorah to show that his role is greater? Also, why does Rashi say you light the menorah and you fix meitivus ha-menorahs? You fix the menorah. Why do you have to bring that in? And also, it says it in madliku meitiv, in the present, not you lit the menorah as a part of, you know, you did it while they were bringing the karbonis. It's a present, an ongoing thing. Why does he make it a present, an ongoing thing? And the answer is, the issue to Aaron is not, he's not trying to point out that you have many avodas which are greater than their avoda. That's obvious, and that doesn't need to be pointed out. Aaron was bothered by the fact that he wasn't part of the inauguration of the Mishkan. They were part of inaugurating the Mizbeach. They brought the first Karbonis on the Mizbeach. And Aaron, yes, he's going to be doing many avodas in the future, but why wasn't he part of the inauguration of the Mishkan? That's what he felt bad about. Therefore, Hashem said to him, your role is greater in the inauguration too, because you inaugurated the menorah. And there are three ways in which your role in inaugurating the menorah was even greater than theirs. First of all, sha'ata, that it was you who did it, whereas by the Nasiim, they weren't the ones that brought the karbonis. The Kayanim brought the karbonis on their behalf, but you lit the menorah on your own. Number two, madliku meitiv, means that you did from the beginning till the end. You didn't, the Nasiim, they initiated the karbonas. They brought them, they bought them, and they presented them, but it was the Kayanim that actually did it. So they initiated it, but somebody completed the rest of it. Aaron, he cleaned the menorah, he prepared the menorah, and then he lit it. In other words, he did every part of it from the beginning till the end. That's another way in which your role is greater. And the third one is, we're talking about the menorah, the neiros. The neiros were on the inside of the Mishkan. They brought a carbon on the outer Mizbeach. You inaugurated the menorah, which is inside the holy Mishkan. So then the question becomes, so then why did Aaron feel bad? This is something pretty obvious if you understand the difference between the way he did it and they did it. That's pretty obvious. Why did he feel bad? The answer is, we know from the end of Parsha Pekudei that Moshe Rabbeinu, the first day, Moshe Rabbeinu brought in the shulchan and he set up the breads on the shulchan. He brought in the menorah and he lit the menorah. He brought in the mizbeach, the inner mizbeach, and he lit the ketores, and so on. On the first day, Moshe Rabbeinu did all of the avodah. So So the question is, Aaron said, I didn't inaugurate the menorah. Moshe Rabbeinu lit the menorah that day. So it wasn't even me that did it. So Hashem said to him, the fact you are doing the lighting of the menorah now and the atavas aneiros now, meaning now means during the 12 days of the Chanukah Samizbeach. During those 12 days when the Nesiim were doing it, because you have to ask the question, what does it mean that the Nesiim inaugurated the Mizbeach? The first Nasi, Nachshon ben Aminadav, he brought a carbon. That was the first day when they brought the carbon. All the following days, they weren't doing anything new. It had already been done the day before. So what does it mean that all 12 days were the inauguration of the Mizbeach? Which explains why Moshe Rabbeinu had a question. He didn't know, should he have all the 12 Nesiim do everything on the first day, all their Kabbalah should be brought on the first day, or one day after another? Why would he think that? Because the first day is an inauguration. Later days, it doesn't seem to be inauguration. But Hashem said to him, no. Nasi echad layoim, nasi echad layoim, l'chanukah samizbeach. One, each Nasi will do a different day, and they will all be considered to be the inauguration of Mizbeach. So Hashem said to Aaron, just like they are inaugurating it for 12 days, your lighting of the menorah during all those 12 days will also be considered an inauguration. But Aaron still didn't see the comparison between him and the Nasiim, because number one, it was a different Nasi that did it every day. So that makes it new. It's a new person doing it, whereas Aaron is the same person doing it again and again. How does that rate as an inauguration, as something new? Also, the Nesiim, they did an Avodah which was new, and it was a one-time event, especially for the inauguration of the Mizbeach, whereas his Avodah was going to be done all the time for the rest of eternity. So therefore, he didn't see that as an inauguration, whereas their Avodah was special for the inauguration. Therefore, Hashem said to him, with great emphasis, Chayecha, I swear to you that yours, I'm not just saying that yours is more important. It really is. Yours is a greater role than theirs. But the question is, why is Aaron's greater than theirs? Especially in light of the fact that Nachshon was really the first one to bring a carbon on the Mizbeach. So then, and whereas Aaron, Moshe Rabbeinu had already lit it that morning. And Aaron was only the one that was going to be lighting it in the afternoon. So why is Aaron's inauguration of the menorah greater than Nachshon's inauguration of the Mizbeach? So that we can answer because Rashi holds, as distinct from the Rambam holds that the lighting of the menorah is done in the morning and in the afternoon. The menorah has to be lit twice, in the morning and in the afternoon, and each one is a mitzvah of the lighting of the menorah. Rashi disagrees, and he holds that only the lighting of the menorah in the afternoon is the mitzvah. In the morning, they simply prepare, clean out the lamps from the night before, and prepare the menorah for the afternoon lighting. So only the lighting of the afternoon is considered to be a mitzvah. And since Moshe Rabbeinu lit it in the morning is not considered to be the regular ongoing mitzvah of the menorah. Therefore, it was Aaron who lit it in the afternoon that actually inaugurated the menorah with the actual lighting of the mitzvah of the menorah. Which also explains why Hashem did not tell Aaron, you'll inaugurate the Mizbeach by the Ketores. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu burned the Ketores on the Mizbeach on the first day, both in the morning and in the afternoon. Therefore, he would have already done the entire mitzvah of the Mizbeach Ketores on the first day, and Aaron's role would have been secondary, not literally inaugurating the Mizbeach. Therefore, Hashem focused on the menorah. That's where he truly did inaugurate the menorah. But another question could be asked, that since nowhere in the Torah do we find that Aaron actually lit the menorah that afternoon, the afternoon of the Yom HaShmini. It's not referred to or alluded to anywhere in the Torah. So how do we know that that actually happened? Maybe when Moshe Rabbeinu lit the menorah in the morning, since according to Rashi, the main thing of the mitzvah of the menorah is not so much the lighting as to make sure that it is burning all the time, that it is always on. So isn't it possible that Moshe Rabbeinu lit it in the morning and it continued burning till the next morning? And there was no need for Aaron to light it. And since the Torah doesn't refer to it, maybe that's what happened. And therefore, how do we know that Aaron actually inaugurated the menorah in the afternoon of the Yom HaShemini? The answer is because Rashi also says that every day they would put in the same amount of oil into the menorah. How much oil? So that it would last on a long winter night. A long winter night, let's say, is 16 hours. So they always put in 16 hours worth, even if it was a summer day, which only needed less, but they always put in the same amount. So we see that if Moshe Rabbeinu would have lit the menorah in the morning, it would have lasted for, let's say, 16 hours, but it couldn't have lasted overnight. Therefore, it was critical that Aaron would have to light it in the afternoon so that it should last until the next morning. This could also answer a question about that is asked on the Gemara. The Gemara says that the lighting of the menorah is kosher bezork. It can be done even also by a non-kohen. So the question is, how could you say that? It says ba'aloischa saneiris. They ask the question, it says ba'aloischa saneiris, it's set to Aaron. How could you answer that anyone can do it? But according to this, so many answers are given, but according to the way Rashi explains it here, or the way the Rebbe explains it in the Rashi, it becomes clear that the whole Bahaloischa Saneiris was only in order to tell Aaron that during the 12 days of the inauguration of the Mishkan, he was the one that was lighting the menorah. He was the one that was inaugurating it. But it doesn't mean that this will always be true, that always the Kayan has to light it. For now, Bahaloischa Saneiris refers to that specific event. The underlying message from a Hasidic perspective, that what's going on over here, what was the problem that Aaron was having? The menorah represents the Jewish community. The seven branches represent different types of avodah that each different yidden have, and so on. Collectively, it's the menorah. In other words, that it's Aaron's job to elevate and uplift all the yidden that they should become more closer to Hashem. So when Aaron looked at the Nesiim and he saw that what were they doing, they did a one-time avodah, something new and different that never would happen again, which sort of relates to such Jews that every day is a new chapter. They rise to a new level every day, and they have something new that they have to deal with every day. That's the kind of influence that the Nesiim could have on the Yidden, on those kinds of Yidden, which there's something new every day, because that's what they were doing, something new. And Aaron said, if Hashem tells me that I am also going to be doing, every day is going to be a Chanukah Samizbeach, it's going to go on for all the time, so then I will also only be able to influence those Jews that are on this higher level, that are always new. How am I going to deal with the ordinary Jew where everything is just the same thing every day, more or less, and they're not on the level where every day is something new? How am I going to affect them? So Hashem said, Chayecha. Chayecha represents a level which comes from beyond Hishtalshulus, so something higher than the world. And therefore, when is there a difference between the new, something new and something old? Only within the order of Hishtalshulus. But if you introduce a light, an oir, an energy that comes from beyond that, so then even an avodah which relies on newness doesn't have to be limited to somebody that is themselves on a level of new, but it can relate and elevate and be instrumental in illuminating the neshama of every single yid. And that's what Hashem reassured Aaron, that his influence, because of Chayecha, because he is giving him the gift of beyond the shtalshlos, will relate to every single Jew.